Greenbeck bowed low as Gale Squirrel King materialised out of the mist to meet the rescuers on the plateau.
Your Majesty, fates be thanked!
Gale clasped Greenbeck's paw, saying,
Do not bow to a fool like me. There are others following. Send your scouts to guide them here.
On Greenbeck's order, two otters, Ruckle and Cressy, trotted off into the rain-spattering mists and returned, leading Meldrum and Dandin. Silvermaud had given up searching for Mariel. She sat kicking her paws on a window ledge, shaking her head in mock pity at Nagru.
What are you going to do, mighty conqueror? Tear the castle apart to find one mouse maid? She's long gone.
The foxwolf had been roaring orders, tearing down wall hangings, smashing doors, and generally abusing his searches. With his chest heaving from exertion, he slumped down and sat on the cold stone floor.
Catch them as they swing into the battlements,
he sneered.
That wasn't my idea, that was your bright scheme, vixen.
Wet Chops and Mingle came scurrying up from opposite ends of the corridor. Before they could speak, Silvermaud pointed at Mingle.
You first. What's your good news?
The rat shuffled nervously, keeping out of range of Nagru.
The prisoners have all escaped, sir. We finally broke into the attic of the tower, but there was no beast there.
Leave them up there in the rain. I'll deal with them tomorrow after a good sleep,
said Silvermaud, mimicking Nagru's voice.
That's what you said, sire.
Nagru shot her a swift, murderous glare before turning his attention to Wet Chops.
Well, what have you got to say for yourself? Speak!
Sire, the drawbridge is being attacked.
By who?
Don't know, sire. Too much rain and mist outside, but they're firing arrows, throwing lances and slingstones.
Silvermaud eased herself off the window ledge.
Well, they're wasting their time,
she said.
That drawbridge gate won't budge for arrows or stones and lances. I wonder what they're really up to.
Nagru stood up slowly, saying,
A diversion, maybe. What do you think?
Silvermaud raised her eyebrows approvingly.
I think you're right for once. Better double the guards on the walls and in the turrets. They may try a surprise attack from another part of the valley.
Iris loosed an arrow off into the mist. She heard a thud into the drawbridge gate. Troutlad fitted a shaft to his bowstring.
Rain's gone off,
he said.
But I think we're wasting arrows and lances here. That keep door is too sturdy.
Oh, I don't know, old chap,
came a voice from in front of them.
You may have kept them off our backs while we escaped.
Greenbeck's party emerged from the mist, Dandin, Meldrum and Gale striding along with them. Iris waved her bow.
Cease fire! Dandin, Meldrum, welcome. Your Majesty,